Is entitled The Proper Use of the Will. I'd like to start it off with the lay aside prayer. How many know the lay aside prayer? Not too many. So what I'm going to ask is that you repeat it after me. Then we're going to do a period of meditation. Then we're going to move into step one, probably in a way you haven't done it before. That's why I want to incorporate the lay aside prayer, to ask God to open you up to something new. Recovery for me has been newness. I get to a place where stuff is revealed and I get freedom from it, and I get to live in the land of milk and honey. Land of milk and honey for me is steps 10, 11, and 12. But sooner or later, I surface again. Somebody will say, and I've been asked, why are you still here, Mike, 36 years later? Because I surface. I surface. So we want to take a look at today, in all three sessions, we're going to look at self-will. We're going to talk about the proper use of the will. So if you would, after me, let's say the lay aside prayer. God.
God.
I want to hear you though.
God.
God. Please lay aside.
Please lay aside.
Everything I think I know.
Everything I think I know.
About this disease.
About this disease.
About these steps.
About these steps.
About this program.
About this program.
About this workshop.
About this workshop.
About myself.
About myself.
And especially about you, God.
And especially about you, God.
So I may have an open mind.
So I may have an open mind.
And a new experience.
And a new experience.
With all these things.
With all these things.
Amen.
Amen.
$365 Tao, it's a meditation book that gives you daily meditations and readings. This one is for April 15th, 2023, number 288, Horizon. Single line drawn from one ocular corner to the other. White clouds firmly tethered to shadows. What is close at hand must first appear on the horizon. What is cast upon us always has a source. Life need not be the travesty of confusion and disorganization that it seems to be for so many people. When one feels this way, it is nearly always due to two things. Either one isn't even looking, or one's vantage point is too low. Those who follow Tao or those who follow God position themselves on high vantage points. Life never surprises them. Whatever is in their lives today, they foresaw many days before. Whatever is on the horizon, they take the time to prepare for it. Such people are called wise, not because they have special abilities, because they take the care to view things from a high place. Those who follow Tao or those who follow God also realize that all phenomena have a source. Just as shadows on the ground are cast because clouds float between the earth and the sun, so too are the events outside ourselves cast into our mind. A reaction in our minds is like a shadow cast by an external event. We can understand such phenomena clearly if we stand at a place where we can see them coming. We need to remember to deal with them not simply by how we feel, but also by looking at their external form, and even checking to see their source. If we take care to do this, then we shall never be deterred. I'm going to do 5 minutes of meditation. Ask you to get centered. Sitting in an upright position. Somebody's got a timer. You got a timer too? 5 minutes. Let's sit for 5 minutes. Ask you while you're sitting to think about why you're here this morning. Feet flat on the ground. Back straight in your chair. Hands on your knees. Think about why you showed up this morning. There's various reasons, but there's one particular reason I want you to look for. Movement in your life. Recreation in your life. You shall have the support of the angels. Create a special sacred place for yourself. In your sitting, feel nurtured and loved. Relax completely and totally. Any troublesome thoughts in your mind, release them. Become aware of your breath as it moves in and out of your physical being. Breathe slowly, long and deep. Breathe slowly, long and deep. Inhale through your nose. Breathe in until it feels as though your lungs have no more space for air to be inhaled. Slowly exhale through your mouth. Practice is slow, relaxed, deep breathing. Feel a comfortable rhythm. Simply let go and proceed slowly. Listen quietly from within. Hang out with God. Join us. Breathe in and breathe out. Join us. Breathe in and breathe out. Why are you here? Sit in the spirit. Watch your body try to take you out. Any motion, any thought, any sensation, watch your body. Hang out with God. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe God in, breathe you out. Breathe. So, I never know what I'm going to do. I'm giving a thought, and that's exactly what this workshop is about this morning. This workshop, work. How do I use my will properly? Proper use of the will. If you notice that in meditation, the different things that went on in the room, that your body did not allow you to be still. It's intentional. It's intentional. Your body does not want you to be free. Totally. It does not want you to hang out with God. Wants to take you out. So, we're going to get into this thing. What I want you to do first is get up, give somebody a hug, say good morning, how you doing? Welcome to the workshop, Proper Use of the Will. Come back. That's what those fish do. They run with stuff.
Wait for them to get back.
So here's what I want to do now. We can start as they come back. I just want to go around the room. We're going to start over here in the back. Your name? Alcoholic addict.
I'm Scott, an addict. Brad, an addict.
Come on.
Mike, I'm an addict.
Tyler, an addict.
Steven, I'm a drug addict.
I'm Anthony, I'm an addict.
Edward, I'm an addict.
Scott, an addict.
Dan, the drunken addict.
Paul Addict.
Kevin Alcoholic Addict.
Chris Addict.
Paul Addict.
Steven Addict.
John Drug Addict.
Jared Addict.
Rachel Addict.
Brayden Alcoholic.
Okay, come on.
Allison Alcoholic Addict.
I'm an alcoholic with a strong affinity for drugs.
Speak up. Who are you?
TJ Addict.
Okay, TJ. What's your name, man?
Brian.
Okay. Well, give yourselves a hand. I'm glad to be here. Hope you're glad to be here. Hope you like me when this is over. What I want you to do now, come on in. Did you identify who you are?
Yes.
Okay.
That'll be bad.
I'm a drunk and an addict. What I want you to do now is get a partner. You're going to pair up. So get somebody you want to pair up with. Do it now. And sit next to them. You're not sitting next to them? Go sit next to them. Because that's how you got here. A lot of people come to see us and they think they came to see us because of drugs and alcohol. That's just a hook to get you here. That's the setup. The master is the ultimate in the all-knowing in setups. In being who he is, for those of you that have tapped into that knowingness about what we do here, all he does, all he is about getting us back home. That's it. So, I don't know where you're at in your recovery. I don't know where you're at in your self work. I don't know where you're at with your sponsor. I don't know if you're religious or not. I don't know if you're spiritual or not. But I talked about the club in the club last night. I talked about the mad dog last night. I talked about the one that you can be here, but why are you here? What's the purpose of you being here? Is it that I need my will refashioned and recreated along the lines of being healthy, fruitful, advantageous, awake, and alive? So, dealing with step one, we talk about three deals. We talk about a physical allergy, meaning I lose control after I take one. We talk about an obsession of the mind. A thought comes when I get some distance between me and it. What chooses me? Being a real addict or a real alcoholic, I've lost power of choice. So I cross a line that every single time I make a decision to pick up, it's usually from a thought that tells me this time it will be different. What happened to you last time won't happen this time. And being a believer of the lie, step one, I make a decision to take one. And from that one, I lose all control. That one, that taking of that one, is based in my will and my mind. So, the grounding of that, the foundation of that, the root of that, is the unmanageability. And the way I've lived my life in certain areas. So, I'm not going to read it, I'm just going to talk about it. Page 18, first paragraph in the big book, talks about those, the alcoholic and the addict. Anybody that touches our lives or we touch their lives in our addiction, oops, here we go, and out of our addiction, we are tornado run wild. Because of what? Because of my will. What it is that I want. A belief system that has given me certain things that in order for me to live, I need them. So I go to any lengths to get them based on what I think I know. Lay aside prayer. That's why it's so powerful. Page 52. Nine bedevilments. Trouble with personal relationships. Can't control my emotional nature. Prey to misery. Prey to depression. Unhappy. Full of fear. Feeling useless. Can't make a living. Can't seem to be of help to other people. Page 151. The hideous four horsemen. Terror. Bewilderment. Frustration. And despair. What happens when those things befall me? What happens when those things take over? What do I do? How does my will operate? So to take a look at that, You got a partner. So what I want you to do now is turn your seat around so you're facing your partner. If you need to move over a little bit, go take the covers off. Expose your disease in this discussion with your partner. Go for it. Thank you.
talk about it to you too.
Yeah, you can hear it, right. or drug addiction. Most of us have been unwilling to admit we were real alcoholics or real addicts. No person likes to think he is bodily, mentally different from his fellows. Therefore, it is not surprising that our drinking or using careers have been characterized by countless vain attempts to prove we could drink or we could use like other people. The idea that somehow, someday, I will control and enjoy my drinking or my using is the great obsession of every abnormal drinker or user. The persistence of this illusion is astonishing. Many pursue it into the gates of insanity or death. I learned that I had to fully concede to my innermost self that I am addict or I am alcoholic. This is the first step in recovery. The delusion, and hopefully you saw that in your discussions with your partner, the delusion in your living life before you got to us, the delusion that I am like other people or presently, because some of y'all are still quite insane, or presently maybe must be smashed. We're going to take a 10-minute break. Come back.
Okay, that's all right. Whatever.